I think we've got a lovely group here.
Yes, you have. Yes.
Now, not every church is as blessed as we are with the quality of the people. Sometimes it's through foolishness, because sometimes people will do anything for people not to leave. Over the years, it seems like we've done anything to let people leave. But people say to me, why is it that you don't have any bitter people in this church? Well, I'm going to let you know the secret now, but you mustn't tell anybody else. We hire a minibus that parks outside, and anybody that's bitter, we put them on the minibus and send them to Elim, where there are 12 trees. Now, I want you to know, and if you should listen to this, Paul Micklejohn, I was only joking, because I love you very much. That is the pastor at Elim. Yeah. But you know something? The way to get rid of bitterness in a church is not by sending it off to Elim.
Send me to the devil.
The way to deal with bitterness is to throw some wood at it. That's what Moses did. He took some wood and threw it into the water, and the water, which was bitter, which was undrinkable, suddenly it's fine. It's absolutely fine. What was that wood? Well, I want to say to you today, and you can say, well, Stephen, you're just looking backwards from the other side of the cross. Well, I am doing, but I want you to know, Moses was throwing the cross at bitterness. And we need, when bitterness arises in our hearts and lives, we need to throw the cross at it. Now, look. Sometimes we all feel a bit rubbish and we want a wine. You might want red, you might want white, you might want rosé. But sometimes when we want a wine, we want to moan, we need to remember something, that we have the cross on our side. And we need to take our feelings and our hurts to Jesus, to the cross. We need to take them to the cross. Because do you know what? The water was healed and the bitterness was gone before they went to Elim. I mean, the beauty of that is that there was one spring of water feeding 12 tribes at Marah. When they went to Elim, there was 12 springs of water, one per tribe. And that was a great abundance. And why is that recorded in our Bibles? It's recorded so we'll understand, if you'll deal with bitterness, you'll not only have a good drink, but you'll end up with even more to drink. And I'm not talking about red, white and rosé. I am talking about what you need to refresh you in the inner man, so that your inner spirit can be changed and restored and renewed. And boy, do I need that. We all need renewing and restoring, don't we? And sometimes we just need to put down our wines and that which we've become bitter with. The other day I was talking to a man who has recently been bereaved, and he said to me, I still sit in my same chair in my living room, and he said, I face my wife's chair and I talk to her as if she was there. Now, you can say whatever you like about that, but I saw what was in that man's heart, and it was a good heart. And he just wanted to deal with some of the things he hadn't dealt with before his wife died. And, you know, sometimes we need to do that. June had me take her to the graveside of her parents last year, along with Des and Carol. And Des and June spoke to their mum and dad. Now, they've been in the grave a long time. I doubt there was anything left. I doubt there was even dust left. But you know what? They had a conversation they never had when they were alive. And if you talk to June now, and Des is the same, if you talk to them now, they'll tell you how much better they feel, how they feel they have been released. Because do you know what? Things that build up in us, they form a bitterness, which doesn't make us, well, it doesn't make us desirable to be friends with anybody. You know, I had a long talk, this is a few years ago, with a lady, and she said to me, nobody wants to be my friend. And, you know, sometimes I can be quite bold. Sometimes I just shut up and listen. But I said to her, yeah, I know why. It's because you're horrible. Anyway, the bruises have healed up now. But you know what? I said to her, what comes out of your mouth is bitter. And people don't want to be around bitter water. They don't. And if we're moaning and saying, well, no one seems to hang around with me, sometimes that's because we haven't dealt with rubbish in our lives that needs to be taken to the cross. So today, I just have a very simple message for you today. Don't think life will get better if you rush off to Elim.
Let it go.
Yeah, listen to Hazel. Let it go.
Yes.
We just need to take our bitterness to the cross. There was some. What happened in that situation? What happened? I mean, something happened, but it was a bit of old wood that Moses threw in to a spring, and the whole spring changed its character. It was clearly an outstanding miracle of God, because there were approximately, as best as we can tell, 3 million people drinking from that stream. And it went from being not drinkable to being, I like this. And that is what happens when God's miracle works in our circumstances and in our lives, in that inner man. Romans 12 verse 1 says, be renewed in your mind, in your thinking, in your mouths. Be renewed in your heart. We must be transformed. That water was transformed. It was changed. It became amazing water. It became, Perrier, lovely. And we need to allow God to work in us. And what better way is there than to throw the cross at our lives? You know, this Sunday Christian stuff thing, it just doesn't work for me. And I don't think it works for anybody, actually. I think we need to apply the cross to our lives daily. We need to be godly when we go to work on a Monday morning, just as we profess to be when we're at church on a Sunday morning. We need to allow God to work in our lives so that we can be a person that's good to be with. Not just so we can have good friends, but I sort of think that's quite a good thing. but so that we can present to this world the image of God. You are called to be the image of God in the city of York. Or if you're listening on the internet, wherever you are.
Yes. It's a song in the city.
Yeah. We need to represent the Father of Heaven.
Yes.
The Jesus of the cross. Yes. We need to represent the Spirit of God who breathed into creation.
Yes.
We need to be those people. And let me tell you, none of those people are bitter. None of those people are rancid. None of those people are horrible. We just need to be more like Christ. Whatever you are struggling with today that maybe has just put a little seed of bitterness in your life, I want you to take it to the cross now and say, Jesus, I just put this at the foot of the cross and I ask you, will you now set me free? Lord, I want my mouth to be clean. I want my heart to be clean. I want my mind to be clean. Lord, I need you right now. Will you pray that with me?
Yes.
Father, we want fresh water, a fresh overflow. God, we're asking you for renewal and revival and restoration around us in this city. We're asking you for it, Lord, in every church body in our city.
Yes.
That people who have just come to church because it was a social thing, we ask you, Lord, that you would start doing something in that body of Christ that would renew and revive. Lord, springs of living water we're asking for.
Yes.
We're asking you to do something in our city, but we're asking you to begin it with us. When I was a kid in church, we used to sing a hymn.
In the city.
Send a worldwide revival and begin it in me.
The one I know, in the city.
Well, that was a great hymn. A great hymn. And you know why? Because we have to take personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hang around with a bitter person. But you don't have to be that person.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
You don't. You can just leave it at the cross. So, Lord, set us free, we pray. We pray that we might all know the liberation of the Son of God today, that we might all know a fresh outpouring of fresh water from the fountain of God, that we might all be clean images of God. In Jesus' name.